This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to keep going with our election distraction strategy here for just a little bit. We're going to talk about something that's as American as apple pie, the electric guitar. There was a time when there were no electric guitars, when nobody had ever heard of Fenders or Gibsons. That's where Brad Tolinsky starts his new book. It's called Play It Loud. Brad, thanks for coming on the program.
Hey, Kai.
We have to start, I think, with a guy most people have probably never heard of, and his command, really, coming out of regular acoustic guitars. His name is George Beauchamp, and he basically said to the folks he was working with, make it louder, right? He wanted regular guitars to be louder.
Yeah. I mean, when George was around in the 20s and 30s, the guitar had already been around for a couple hundred years. And it was a great instrument, but it had one real problem. It just wasn't loud enough. You'd put it up with other instruments, and whether it was a horn instrument, brass instrument, or a piano, those things would just kick its ass.
He comes out with this prototype. I mean, it's a circular kind of thing with a long neck. He calls it the frying pan, Beauchamp does. And this is sort of the first working model. You actually have a picture of the patent that he gets for this thing.
Pretty homely little instrument.
Yeah, it kind of was.
It actually looked like a frying pan. But the interesting thing about it is, it doesn't really sound that much different than guitars do these days. Sounded pretty good.
This is one of those interviews that is screaming for a little sound, for a little audio. So I'm going to play some here, and then I want to talk about it. Charlie Christian, right? That was his name,
yeah.
The guy who played that?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Charlie
mm-hmm.
Christian.
Well, in the 30s, Benny Goodman had a big band, and Benny was the equivalent of like the Beatles or Elvis at that time. And Goodman had this A&R sort of music advisor, this guy named John Hammond, who was pushing hard for this young musician from Oklahoma named Charlie Christian, 22-year-old. But there were two problems. Christian was black at the time when Jim Crow and segregation laws were still in full effect. And Benny Goodman, his band was white. And the second was that he played the electric guitar, which Goodman at that time considered to be at best a novelty. Goodman decided that Christian's talent was just too monumental to ignore and, you know, did the smart thing, put him on radio. Christian overnight became a superstar. You know, it was the first time many, many people had even heard the electric guitar. I always said it was almost as if the Beatles had hired an accordion player at the height of their success, you know. It was a real head-turner.
Yeah, no, I bet. All right, here's some more sound. We're moving ahead a couple of decades here. Here you go. Jimi Hendrix in the Star Spangled Banner. Completely different use of basically the same instrument, representing something else.
It was so interesting. He was a black man who dared to use his incredible technique to make this anti-war statement. And, you know, for people that were around at that time, you remember Muhammad Ali had also at that time resisted the draft. You know, Jimmy's statement was political, it was racial, and it was all driven by an electric guitar, not even vocals. You know, he did it all without saying a word.
Right. We could sit here and play clips all day, and we can play Eric Clapton and Eddie Van Halen and Pete Townsend and a whole bunch of people. The point you get to at the end of the book, though, is this. This is now, and this is your word, this is now a mature instrument, right? And it sells to collectors for the collector's items sell to collectors for unbelievable amounts of money. Rock is a heritage genre kind of music. Where does the electric guitar go now, you know, going on 100 years after George Beauchamp?
Women guitar players.
Hmm.
Women over the years, unfortunately, have been sort of marginalized or intimidated even in music stores. It's been sort of a guy's sport, if you will.
Huh.
And it's kept a lot of women from expressing themselves in that way. But, you know, I live in Brooklyn, New York right now, And now when I go and see a band, it was unusual to see any women players. But almost every band that I see now, bands are sort of half and half, you know, 50% women, 50% men. That could represent, you know, the next decade through their lens, what's going to happen with this instrument.
Brad Tilinski was for many years the editor-in-chief of Guitar World magazine. He is now the author with his friend Alan DiPerna of a book called Play It Loud, An Epic History of the Style, Sound, and Revolution of the Electric Guitar. It's a fascinating read. Brad, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.